yesterday, our next guest, life changed. There we go. I just wanted to get people to the... Not everyone knows this song, Josh.
No.
But very appropriate.
Yes.
Because after really a slow and goofy process, 2 years after Minnesota legalized marijuana for recreational use, the state held the first lotteries to give cannabis business licenses. You had to be qualified to enter the lottery. So it's not like just Josh or Jason or Laura or anybody could get in on the lottery. But I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw Nick Ron, the owner of Warriors Garden Hemp and Wellness, and his reaction when his name and his company was called, and he's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Nick, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. That's a very appropriate intro song.
Too. Right, exactly. What was that moment like for you, an Air Force veteran, small business owner in Lower Town, St. Paul? What was that moment for when you got called like?
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I've been working on this for 2 years, and the whole reason why I started this dispensary is because, you know, I'm a carpenter and I was building a dispensary and started talking to him about, you know, what are some of the profit margins? I'm like, oh my God. So I saw how much money is potentially in this, but I run a nonprofit called Warriors Next Adventure. I help vets with PTSD. I run a 24/7 crisis line, and it's raising money is difficult. So I figured, why don't I jump into this industry and I could dump as much money as I want into my nonprofit. So I knew what that lottery draw was going to do for not only me, but for the veterans that I serve. So I was ecstatic. I cried for about 45 minutes.
You applied for this under the social equity part of this, right? When the state set up the law, they were trying to make it so a bunch of like rich jerkwads from around the country didn't come in with all their sort of like hedge fund money and open and take money out of Minnesota. They were trying to figure out a way to make sure that, you know, veterans or people who have maybe been on the wrong end of the marijuana laws that have been changed got a chance to get in on this. Is that's how you got in?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm an Air Force vet, served 6 years, and, you know, I got out and I was with the State Patrol for 8 years, and I had my own carpentry company after that. And you know, it's the thing is, like, all we're trying to do is just trying to survive. And I finally found something that could make me, you know, luckily very rich. But for me, that's kind of a side effect. It's just, you know, I'm happy the state did it the way they did just to make sure that a bunch of rich folks didn't come in and just take up the market. Let's keep it local. You know, that's the one thing that Minnesota did do that I'm very grateful for is, like, support the small business guys. Support the little guys. You know, let someone else have a chance for it. You know,
yeah, exactly. The big guys are doing fine. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So what was the process like for you to apply? You have an existing business in Lower Town, so you already have a storefront. You're selling THC and CBD products and hemp products. So you're in this already. But what did it take to kind of get into the application process?
Well, you know, once you figured it out, the application process was fairly simple. The problem was the guidance wasn't great. You know, OCM had different directors, you know, every 2 weeks, what it seemed like, you know. So, but once you figured it out, you apply for your social equity verification, which just says that you are in one of those groups that qualifies for it. So once you do that, then you had to wait for the license application. So the license application is, you know, it's very extensive. You have, I believe it was 10 to 14 forms you had to fill out.
Okay.
Talking about like security, how you're going to manage your product, you know, how you're going to, it's essentially a long form business plan.
Sure.
So once all that was done, what OCM was supposed to do was if you had something that was lacking in your application, they were supposed to send you an email so you can fix it. The reason why the first debacle happened back in November is because they just randomly denied over 1,500 businesses without sending them that email to let them fix it. So everyone got mad about that, and that's why the whole lawsuit happened. So in February, when they did it again, they just sent me an email essentially saying, like, hey, fix these two things. And it was like, I felt kind of dumb because how simple those fixes were. But I got approved, and you know, we just sat here waiting, biting our nails for the lottery. So
pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So what happens now? Okay, you're in Lower Town. You have your storefront. Do you have to build a separate sort of storefront for a dispensary? Can you just integrate it in your existing spot? And how long will it take until you're actually selling product to people?
Well, I don't necessarily have to separate it, but I'm going to, because we have such a big space. I built a comedy club. I've been doing stand-up comedy for a few years, and we host shows here a couple times a month. And if we put our cannabis in a spot that's open for the comedy show, that limits the amount of people we can have in our spot. So we're taking about, I'd say, 700-square-foot spot. We're building a wall. We're separating it. And the process is, if you come into a cannabis shop that's just open for cannabis, they have to record your name, your date of birth, the time you entered, and the time you leave.
Okay.
So we're keeping all the low-dose stuff, which there are a bunch of markets that are going to stay low-dose. Like, a lot of the drinks likely will stay low-dose. So those will still be out on the floor, and people can enjoy them during the comedy shows. I'm just doing that because I have the comedy club, and I don't want to lose that. So we're estimating, I'm throwing out the date August 1st. I might be biting off more than I could chew with that, but we already have connections for potential product. The next steps are I have to go through a background check, which I should pass, you know, former military, former law enforcement. And then from
I don't know that's a lock, Nick. I mean, you're no, it should be pretty good.
Yeah, and so after we get that done, then we have to essentially pay for the license, and then they come in and inspect it. Before we get the license, we have to have a proper inspections by OCM.
Sure.
We've already been inspected 7 times, so like we should get it done pretty quick. So August 1st, I don't think is too far fetched.
Do you think, as we talked to Nick Rahm from Warriors Garden, do you think, you know, is there going to be a challenge to get product, because everything is getting licensed right now? So we don't have a huge number of cannabis cultivators and farmers, you know, with plant in the ground ready to, or in the greenhouse ready to go, do we?
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be an issue because, like everyone else, everyone who's going to be growing just got their license yesterday. So,
right. Yes.
You know, there's other options, and we're digging into that. I do have a lot of connections of different sources we can get it. It's just, is it going to be OCM legal, right?
Right.
So we want to make sure we're doing everything legal. We're not breaking any laws, so we can stay open. But from what I've heard from other connections in the field, in the industry, is that it is not unplausible for us to get it by August 1st. It's just maybe not likely. So I mean, if it's a month or two after that, it's a month or two after that. It's just everyone needs to be patient, which I am very impatient about all this.
I'm sure, right?
2 years, but yeah. So it's just it's a long process, and right now a lot of it is hopes and dreams, but hopefully within the next month or two we'll have a solid date.
Warriors Garden Hemp and Wellness is the store right now. Will it, the new store will have a similar name, same name?
Yeah, we're going to keep the name. We're just going to change it to Cannabis and Wellness. We don't want to make too many different changes, but we also want to make this easy, right? So everyone, there's a lot of people that may not have been into a dispensary before. It's a little scary, right? Because most of us, when we were kids, you had to, you know, go to some weird, dingy basement to get what you need. But
yes.
I wanted to build a space that essentially, like, a soccer mom would walk in and feel comfortable, right?
They're nice. If you've been to it, and as you said, Nick, like, if you've never been to one in another state, like, they, I don't know, it reminds me a little of, like, a jewelry store almost, the way they're laid out.
Yeah, that's kind of the feel we're going for, too. You know, we're called the Warriors Garden, so, of course, we have plants everywhere. And we also have, like, 19 garden gnomes in the store, too, so we that's kind of a fun little treasure hunt people get to do in there. But
nice.
With the cannabis side, it's going to essentially have the same look as the main floor. It's just going to be, you know, essentially, you actually nailed it. It's going to look like a jewelry store, essentially.
Yeah.
So everything's behind the counter. Everything's in the glass cases. And, you know, hopefully we can make it as easy for customers to come in, get their product, and, you know, have a good day.
Well, I tell you what, like, when you think of who you want this to go to, an Air Force, Iraq, Afghanistan vet, a St. Paul native, a nonprofit founder who's helping veterans overcome PTSD. I'm not a cannabis user, but I feel like I want to go and buy some stuff and support you. So I congratulate you, and you're exactly the kind of person that I think will make people feel a little more comfortable about what's going on in this space.
I hope so. And, you know, I just hope that customers come in and have a good experience. And, you know, not everyone's going to be happy with everything. But
yeah,
the big thing is, like, our whole staff, we're trained on, you know, if a lot of people don't understand what CBD is, or CBG, CBN, CBC. So there's a lot of different things that we need to understand. And so what our staff specializes in, if you come in, you tell us you have anxiety, okay, take this. If you have, you know, any kind of major aches and pains, we have something for that. We have something for everybody. And as somebody who's used this for PTSD since 2012, this changed my life. You know, and I was, even 5 years ago, I was on 7 medications from the VA. And since I started using cannabis again, I don't take medications anymore. It's amazing what it can do.
Did this moment yesterday change your life again, you think?
100%. You saw me crying online. You know, the beautiful thing was, you know, again, my whole point of doing this is to fund the nonprofit. I truly care about the veteran community, you know, especially the ones that are struggling with suicidal thoughts, because I've been there, you know. And something that I've talked about very publicly is I had a suicide attempt in 2015, and luckily I fixed myself. And along the way, I built a program. I didn't realize that was going to help thousands of veterans. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, the more you understand about something, the easier it is to fix it. And the more we understand the knowledge and education on cannabis and what it could actually do for you, we actually host a Nurses in Cannabis event. We try to do it quarterly. We invite a bunch of MDs and therapists and psychologists who use cannabis within their businesses. So we provide learning opportunities here, and we try to do our best to educate anyone who's coming into the store.
Yeah.
So if they maybe feel a little uncomfortable, we can kind of ease that uncomfort a little bit.
Really good. Congratulations, Nick. Thanks for being with us, and have a good weekend. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, too. I appreciate the interview.
Nick Ron, Warriors Garden. He says he hopes by August. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see about that, but we're cheering for him. Back in just a minute here on Drive Time on a Friday.